This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. The Election Commission today published the final voters' list for the Bihar Assembly elections. According to the final list, 7.42 crore voters have been included in the list who will be able to exercise their franchise in the upcoming Assembly elections. The assembly elections in the state will be conducted on the basis of this final electoral roll after the conclusion of the Special Intensive Revision SIR campaign. The draft voters list of 7.24 crore voters was released on 1st of August.
After the publication of the final voters list in Bihar, the number of voters has increased by more than 21,53,000. According to the final electoral roll, the number of male voters is over 3,92,00,000, while female voters stand at 3,49,00,000. More than 1,700 third gender voters will also be able to cast their vote in the upcoming assembly elections. The most notable aspect is the increase in voters in the 18 to 19 age group. Their number has crossed 14,00,000, while 7.2 lakh Divyang voters will also exercise their franchise. Following the Special Intensive Revision campaign, the draft electoral roll was published on 1st August this year, which included the names of 7,24,00,000 voters. About 65,00,000 names that had been deleted were open to claims and objections till 1st September. During this period, along with the general public, political parties also had the opportunity to raise claims and objections. However, very few authorized booth-level agents of political parties turned up to challenge the deleted names. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Inter-European Free Trade Association, EFTA, Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement, TEPA, will come into effect from tomorrow. Ministry of Commerce and Industry, in a statement, said that the agreement was signed on 10th of March last year in New Delhi. EFTA is an important regional group with several growing opportunities for enhancing international trade in goods and services. EFTA countries are Iceland, Liechtenstein and Norway and Switzerland, and among them, Switzerland is the largest trading partner of India, followed by Norway. According to the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, a dedicated EFTA desk has also been operational since February this year, which is a single window mechanism for investment facilitation to support EFTA businesses. Union Minister for Agriculture and Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan announced that a special team will be formed within the Indian Council of Agricultural Research ICAR to address challenges related to sugarcane cultivation in the country. The minister was virtually addressing national consultation on sustainable sugarcane economy in New Delhi. He also highlighted that this team will formulate sugarcane policy and research directions after taking suggestions from farmers, scientists and industry stakeholders. On the 8th day of Navratri, devotees are celebrating the divine and graceful form of Goddess Durga known as Mahagauri. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah extended their greetings to citizens living in India and abroad on the occasion of Durga Puja today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited the Durga Puja Pandal at Kalibadi in CR Park in the National Capital this evening and participated in Durga Puja celebrations. The government has extended the cut-off date to excise choice for Unified Pension Scheme UPS by 2 months till 30th of November this year for eligible existing employees, past retirees and legally wedded spouses of the deceased past retirees. Earlier, the last date was till today. In Tamil Nadu, 9 labourers died and many more injured when an under-construction arch collapsed near Punneri at Innore thermal power plant. The labourers fell off from 30 feet. The accident occurred today evening when the workers were on their job without wearing proper protection. A powerful car bomb blast outside the headquarters of Pakistan's paramilitary Frontier Corps in Quetta has killed 10 people and wounded more than 30. And that's the end of the news bulletin.